So, good morning everybody. I wanted to look over a little this morning, quite a well-known opinion, but we're going to look into this video a little more. There's this view that some people enjoy and some people don't. Omar Rava, Mechai Finish with the Sumi Bupuria, Abdullah Yoda bin Or Haman Baruch Mordechai, a very famous statement. A person is obliged to live a Sumi Bupuria until he doesn't know bin Or Haman Baruch Mordechai. So what does the word the Sumi mean, first of all? So Rashi translates it, as we know it, the Sumi, the Shtakir Beyayin, to become drunk. And Rashi also mentions Beyayin with wine. There are a number of other Rishonim who also do mention specifically the word Beyayin. Now this Gemara is a flat statement without any Cholik. There's nobody in the Gemara who openly disagrees. And therefore, we expect it to be accepted as halal. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch passes it as halacha. There are a number of Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rish, the Rosh, all the basic Poskei halacha, all bring this Gemara as being halacha lamaisa, and is passed in Shulchan Aruch. However, there is an opinion in Rishonim who maintains that despite the fact that it is an open Gemara, without any clear choyuk, this Gemara is in fact not halacha. Now why would that be? So let's look at something interesting if we'll continue the continuation of the Gemara there. Right after this psak of Rava, that a person's obliged to the Sumi Bupuria, until he doesn't know, may not want to humble the Baruch Mordechai, then the Gemara recalls the following fascinating, surprising story. Says the fourth of thing on the ship, Rabbi Reb Zera of the Zuzas Purim Bahadi Abba. This is Rabbi Reb Zera, they were good friends of the Zuzas Purim Bahadi Abba. They had the Zuzas Purim together and a lovely time, Ibsum. Oh, right. If they got Shika, and then the Gemara says this was mind boggling thing, come Rabbi Shachtein Reb Zera. This Rabbi got up, if we'll translate to keep Shutai, it says Shachtein Reb Zera, he Shachtein Reb Zera. The next day, everybody came round. Or rather, let's say Rava came round, and Reb Zera didn't. Boy, Rafni Vahakir. So, he was mispalel, there was a mace, and there was Tchiasot. Lashana, the next year, Amale, Rava says to Reb Zera, oh, it was such a nice time last year, don't you remember? Nasi Maan, the Navi Suda's Purim Hadi Adodi, come and join us for the Purim Suda. So he says to him, well listen, I'm very sorry, Loi Bachol Shaita Veshaita Mizrachish Nisot. I can't expect a nace to happen every time, and I am not coming. Not taking any chances yet. Happens once, who says the one? Who says the nace will happen again?
Okay. Why is this also the Sumi?
Right, that's specifically why I put, right at the beginning, I put Rashi on the sheet, but Rashi translates the Sumi to mean the Ishtakim, but yeah, Rashi says that quite openly. Although, I did see quotes, I didn't manage to find them, but some more rare outlying Rishonim who might say something different, that it doesn't actually mean to get drunk, it means just to
drink.
Yeah, to enjoy, to drink.
But is it a Hebrew word or an Aramaic word?
No, it's really an Aramaic word. Let's come back for a second to the actual meaning or understanding of this story. It sounds like a very dramatic and somewhat surprising event. So let's have a look at some of the Meforshim before we come back to Halacha. So the Marsha notes as follows. It is really absolutely astounding to explain it. It seems almost impossible. It doesn't mean he actually slaughtered him. It was a similarity to Shkifa. So Agbari Khamra, the wine overcame him, the kafye, and he sort of forced him, or let's say, heavily encouraged him, Lishto's Yotzei Medar, to overdrink. Achet Chola Velot Olamus, to the extent that he became ill. But the Tzat Makte Velot on Shkifa, why does he use the term Shkifa? The Shtiyas Hayayin Nikra Al Shem Hagorim Mokim Shkito. The Shtiyas Hayayin is always referred to as filling the throat. It's something that happens in the place of Shkito. Which of course the Mavali Droidom Shel Tamidei Chachomim Yayin, those who fill the throat of Tamidei Chachomim with wine. the Kamri. And the Gemara then says is Palilolosh Lo Yomut Mechoyi Zeh. He doesn't, that he shouldn't die from this Choyi. Hachin is Rapi Bechoyi until he was healed and became better. Motzimu Begemar the Mikra of the Talmud. We do find in the Chumash in the Talmud Loshin Chai Meloshin Refuah. The word Chai, to live, doesn't have to mean literally he brought him back to life from death. It can mean he revived him from his state of illness. That's the meaning of the word. He has a Gemara. Boy, Rabbi, but Achie, he brought him back to life. It doesn't mean he's dumb that he brought him back to life. It means he brought him dumb and he recovered. In fact, this pirush of the Maharshal, Kvar Kodmoy, was already preceded by the Maharshal. A number of donors have written already in the Rishonim. There's a Meiri who goes down the same path, although in Pshat he explains a little different. He says, "There shama shachtei l'Rav Zeira." These words, shachtei l'Rav Zeira. The Maharshal says the word shachtei, he shechted him, is like a moshel. It means he caused him to be ill by making him overdrink. The Meiri says, we have to read it not shachtei with a shin, but change the shin to a sith, shachtei. Pirush Meloshim Schito, wrote to Loma Shiyamachoi. He squished it, as he gave him some sort of knock in their merriment. He knocked him, he squished him, and he hurt himself. The Achye, and the word, he revived him, also like the Maharshal, whom Eloshim happily made him the Achayeni. He revived him, he brought him back to himself. Okay, be all this is his name. Even if the Gemara did not keep shooting, nevertheless, it definitely seems that some sort of unpleasant event took place over there, and it was enough for Reb Zeira to say to Rava that next year I'm not coming again. There's some remarkable thing that Rava did not want to happen again. So, having said that, there is an opinion in the Rishonim, the opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim, who is from the early Rishonim and he is quoted by the Baruch Hamoy and by the Ram, and he says, the cause of Rabbeinu Ephraim, Me'ahu Uvda, to call Rava the Shachti the Reb Zeira in the East of the Gemara, from the fact that after the statement of Rava, Chai Enish the Lestumi Bukhari of the Gemara, and brings this story, is the name memory of the Rava. The statement of Rava is Nidche Me'alot. It's pushed away from Alot. For those Shachim Domin, Me'alot Hoki, and it isn't proper to do this. Because we see the negative results that came about. So from that, the Gemara wishes to indicate that Rava's statement is not halacha. So once Rava and Reb Zeira's party took place, that's it. No more chiyuv in the Tumi Bupuria Abdeloyom. So this is the opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim, as opposed to all the other Rishonim who don't consider this story to be an indication that Rava is not halacha. Rabbeinu Ephraim says that this story is an indication that it's not. However, there's a most fascinating taina on this Rabbeinu Ephraim. It's amazing how you can suddenly turn one raya from one way round to be the complete opposite. The Pri Chodosh points out that in fact, although Rabbeinu Ephraim brings a raya from this Gemara, we can in fact be the diet from this happening completely faked from Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim says that we can see from here that Rava is pushed away from Halach. Says the Pri Chodosh, let's turn things around. In fact, it's hafuch. It's the opposite. The ein ze lo, says the free college. It's not true. The ein amai shamit Reb Zeira belemeda suda dodi. Why is it that the next year Reb Zeira says to Rabbo, "Sorry, I'm not coming." The itzri loyale lavo shaita v'shaita mitzrachish nista. He had to respond to Rabbo, "Well, I'm not coming because I cannot rely on a mate. Ein slim shalar mate. Who says the mate will happen again next year?" Since they already saw the previous year, what happened? If we're going to follow now Rabbeinu Ephraim's road, well, so Rabbeinu Ephraim couldn't work out what Rabbeinu Ephraim could work out. They should have said to themselves, "Oh, we see what happened last year. Elamai, this is not a chiyuv." They should have just drunk a little more than usual. It's much more that even so, the next year they would have continued drinking the same amount as the previous year, with only one little change: the observers did not wish to be in Rabbah's company when this took place. Well, the Almighty Talmud, the whole thing is completely opposite. That's why the Gemara brings the story. La Ashmeino, the Memras, Rabba Kapashta. To show us that the Memra of Rabba is Kipshuto, the Messiah finished the Vistumi Azaloyot. Let's just conclude with the final instruction of the Pre-Chodesh. Nevertheless, says Pre-Chodesh, having said all that, although I don't think Rabbi Yehoshua's Raya is a great Raya, and in fact I think it's Mashma Faket, a meal after which our Doris will call him. Nevertheless, nowadays in our Doris, Roy Litzvah is for us Rabbi Yehoshua. It is worthwhile to take on Rabbi Yehoshua. The Shalakish goes out of the up top to Yotzi and Mashim Mungo beyond him. It doesn't mean there's no cube to bring, but one should not overdo it. Because there Yotzi is in Mosley, can you come and ask him to show up? They should add another fascinating horror here on Rabbi Yehoshua, which I heard somewhere. I haven't seen it in print. But another very strong point is that Rabba is from the rivers of Rabba. Rabba and Rabbi Zera are in Dor before Rabba. So Rabba makes this whole statement, Chai Hedish, that the Sumi Papuria was after, presumably, the Sunda of Rabba and Rabbi Zera. So if Rabba and Rabbi Zera's Sunda has already proved that this is not a heel, so why is Rabba saying what he's saying? So that takes us a further pino on the Shifa of Rabbi Zera. Okay, now let's turn to some of the various perushim in this statement that one should bring. Abdullo Yoda ben Orohomon Laborok Mokai. Simple understanding is that there's a certain level of confusion which one is obliged to reach. The heel is to reach this level of Shikrus when you will no longer be able to differentiate in Orohomon and Borok Mokai. Now, leaving aside what's the sort of tailor in this, plain simple chat, first of all, what is the meaning of this? You don't know the Aura Homa and the Baruch Mordechai. So the Darkei Moshe tells us over here three possible chat. What does it mean not to know the Aura Homa and the Baruch Mordechai? So he quotes, number one, in the name of the Aguda and Rabbi Yerushalayim, that the Gematria of Aura Homa and Baruch Mordechai is the same gematria. If I'm not mistaken, it's supposed to be 502. It's supposed to be 502. I didn't sit with the calculator and work it out, but leave you that to do that in your Purim Suda. It's supposed to be the same gematria, Oroch Hamon and Baruch Mordechai. And when one is inebriated to the extent that one cannot come to this gematria anymore, then you have fulfilled the chiyuv. You're no longer Yodea ben Oroch Hamon le Baruch Mordechai. That is the first chapter. The second shot, that lo yoda ben Aura Homa le Baruch Mordechai means something else. It means that you fall asleep. Now I quote from my Rebrim, it means you drink. You drink so much that you become inebriated and you nod off. And when you nod off, then lo yoda ben Aura Homa le Baruch Mordechai, you don't know anything when you're asleep. So that's the second shot. The third shot, the Sforim writes that there was a particular piyut which they had at those times, which had verses which finished off Orohomon, Baruch Mordechai. Had a long string of verses. One verse finished off Orohomon, one verse finished off Baruch Mordechai. And when one is shikha with wine, you reach a stage where you can no longer say this piyut properly, you're getting confused between one verse and the next, everything's getting mixed up and swimming around, then you have fulfilled the piyut. One quite strong kasha on the middle pshat, that it means that you should fall asleep, which is asked already by the Seder Hayom, who's already quite an early source, I think so at the end of the Rishonim. He says, if you're saying that Hiyuv is to fall asleep, then why does the Gemara express it in these terms, of the Loyot of Eirahom and Labor of Mosha? In fact, you don't know anything when you fall asleep. Once you fall asleep, you fall asleep. The way to all of these three pshatim are taking Abdullah Yoda ben Orohomon the Baruch Mordechai as a sort of end point or positive matara of this pew. This is what you're supposed to reach. Drink lots of wine until you reach a certain stage of shiftless. This is what we want to reach. The Tfatelist, however, suggests another amazing pshat, and it's also quoted in Sforim in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salam. A completely different way of looking at this Gemara. That these words, Abdullah Yoda ben Orohomon the Baruch Mordechai, we're not saying that there is a positive obligation to reach this point of shikrus. This point of Lo Yoda ben Orohomon the Baruch Mordechai is not the point of fulfilling the obligation. On the contrary, it is the point of Petur. It is the point at which you become exempt from drinking any further. It's on putting one to drink and one should be merry. Until what point? When do you become hotel from this mitzvah? When you no longer you're there, ben Aron Haman and Baruch Mordechai, then that's enough and you don't have to drink anymore. I saw adding on to this idea, this is written in the Satanist Kitz. I saw adding on to this idea that with this idea, explained more sharply, it's much better understood what it means, Lo Yoda Ben Aron Haman the Baruch Mordechai. He says, we find in many mitzvahs this idea that somebody who is shikur is potter from this, from that, etc. Now, what level of shikrus potters you from certain kilometers? So, in certain inyonim, we find there's a different level of shikrus for different inyonim. A level of shikrus that's appropriate to that inyon. For example, if we discussed tefillah. So, we say, what level of shikrus can a person not done? So if he's so shikur that he can't be oimed, he can't focus on the fact that he's oimed if they're melech market of him, so he can't come. The level of shikrus which exempts you from the mitzvah is the level of shikrus which is suitable, which has a relation to the mitzvah that's of being fulfilled. So having said that, over here, when we deal with the simchas purim, which is to recognize and acknowledge the nisim that a kodesh baruch hu has done and is doing for Israel, then when one can no longer distinguish between the Aron Haman and Baruch Mordechai, then it's pointless, then forget it. And stop. That's the point where you become exempt from the mitzvah. Completely different way of looking at it than all the other Pesukim who understand that there is some zach in not appreciating the chiluk in Aron Haman and Baruch Mordechai. This approach says no, the contrary. That's the point of the Torah. Now stop. Another, let's just turn this now, this sort of hakira, to a tremendous practical nutkin. What will be if a person drinks to this extent that he's lo yada ben Aron Haman Baruch Mordechai? Okay, so he is absolutely knocked out. He rests for a few hours, and he feels better. Does he have to start again? So according to all the other ways of understanding, there was a particular mitzvah to do it. Until that point, you've done it. Come on! But according to this way of understanding, there was never any such thing. That's because I'm not on the mitzvah this day. We're not saying drink and until that, and then you've been the kind of mitzvah. We're saying drink and enjoy yourself and be merry the whole Purim. Unless you reach that gavul. Once you reach that gavul, stop. But if you come back to being sober, so drink some. Okay. I'm not. Each one can be behind in the singing more for a lot of like that.
I'm a Ephraim man.
You're a bit of Ephraim man. Right. Let's just look at two other.
Yes, it's interesting, you know, that you mentioned the gematrias.
Yes.
The way that second chant is just done is as soon as you can't work out in your head the gematrias, you actually stop. Because as you said it, you know, silence is right.
But yeah, it's right.
Drunk a little bit too much, maybe I can't work out in my head.
Okay. I mean, how many cups of whiskey will it take you? Okay, let's just look at two other interesting marbles, then we'll conclude. So one thing is, one of the poskim of the Shulchan Aruch, the Shari Tshuva, writes the following thing. A mishu chalosh betiva, somebody who is weak betiva in his nature. Oishem ishkate, or he sort of loses his mind. Adshe efshe sheyoba, and he's a maitzim, or he's worried shaloi kohoyge, that he may come through the tshichus to come to things which are shaloi kohoyge. So then, ein lo yishto is yoytim midai. Somebody like that should not drink, Yoyzker Midai, should not overdo it. But Raya the Zoho, and a proof to this matter, he says, Riva is Riva, Reish Yud Beit Av. So he's quoting this from an earlier source. So he explains, what does it mean? And the Raya is Riva, Reish Yud Beit Av. Well, what is Reish Yud Beit Av? Kavanot, Mashikotam, Reish Yud Beit Av, who Rashi takes. The proof is, who? Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Eloi. The proof is from Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Eloi. What's Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Eloi? Rabbi Eloi. So Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Eloi, all of you Rishalmi, the Loi Shosi Elo me Pitzchah le Pitzchah. It's written that Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Eloi would only drink wine on Pesach. And it didn't agree with him, Chai Grani, so although he had a terrible headache, it said Tol Shavuot. Nashva, they were put in Loi Shosah. So he only drank, this Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Eloi, why did not agree with him, says in the Yerushalmi that he would drink only on Pesach. So he pushed himself for Arba Pesach. But you see, Mashva, that was the only time they did it. He didn't push himself for Purim. Masz być wypory, no i szafa. Kim się śpinoca, ja ją bazę, gdy bryja skupa. So, can you write that somebody who is not able, or doesn't agree with him, doesn't need to fulfill this. This just concludes with one other thing, that the Biyah Halakha quotes in the name of the Chai Odom. Given Shekhoha Neis Chaya Ani Beyai, since this whole Neis took place through Wai, the Chayin Chibu Chachobim Neish Hakir, for the Fokhis Rishpeis Yosef Meher Gehle, one should become Shikho, at least drink more than usual, if it is Chai Neis Hagodom. The Omna Chayin Zeh Ba'at Mei Shih Zalaz El Oz B'mitzvah Min HaMitzvahis, the Netilis Yadayim in Brokho, the Berkis Hamodin, somebody who knows that in that time he will be with Zalzer, with even one of the mitzvahs, even something like just the Tilis Yodayim, or the Misa Bracha, or Verkus Hamadai, Ushli Fal Mincha Yomayim, or suddenly he'll forget Mincha Yomayim, or Ushmina Kalas Reish, Mutav Shalay Yishtakim, something like that, Mutav Shalay Yishtakim, the whole might of you, the Shem Shamayim. Right, wish everybody a credit from Purim. I heard once from Shem Avolva used to say, instead of we wish people a credit from Purim and a kosher and Pesach, he would say, a kosher and Purim, and a Freilich and Pesach. Good work.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll stop here. Yeah.